Good day. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Wednesday, January 8, 2025. Our focus today is on the shifting tides within the financial industry here in Australia, from the complexities of retirement income to the continual push for digital transformation and the rising management of cyber risks. To kick things off, we look at the growing complexity of retirement income options, which is urging a stronger bond between industry funds and financial advisors. As emphasized at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum, default options for retirees are simply not meeting their needs, and the personalized advice of financial advisors is becoming increasingly essential. As technology drives the evolution of advisory processes, the challenge is for advisors to effectively compare intricate retirement products. It seems, however, that these complexities are not confined to retirement planning. The financial landscape of 2025 presents a maze of market dynamics, legislative reforms, and tech innovations. Nurturing client expectations in the face of bullish equity trends and crypto interests is causing a misalignment with actual market conditions. Additionally, the industry is undergoing reconstruction due to new educational requirements, potentially leading to mergers, and AI's transformative role is prominent, despite the complications of election year reforms. In banking news, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank has stirred controversy with its new fee for cash withdrawals at branches. In an effort to reduce reliance on physical branches, a $2.50 fee has been introduced, replacing a $6 monthly account charge. This move, in light of increased banking scrutiny, has drawn criticism suggesting potential reputational damage for Bendigo. However, as 90% of transactions are now digital, there seems to be a clear industry shift towards virtual banking, even amidst customer preference for in-person services. Last but not least, in the face of escalating cyber risks, the financial sector is turning to cutting-edge catastrophe bonds for risk management. With cyber insurance premiums continuously on the rise, traditional insurers are struggling to mitigate cyber losses due to their unpredictable nature. This seems to be paving the pathway for innovative risk transfer methods like catastrophe bonds. However, there is clearly room for growth, with only $800 million transferred so far in the cyber bond market. That wraps up today's news. In an ever-evolving industry, it's essential to stay informed. From Paige Estrutori and the team at Financial Services Online, Australia's leading resource in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more details on these stories and more, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay financially savvy, Australia.